Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday. We're giving you 10 positive news stories to brighten your day, brighten your future, and, you know, show that the world's a pretty good place. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Before we get into these 10 positive news stories, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like the Facebook page, Instagram, all that. It's all in the description below. Last Friday's episode was awesome. It was only 5 minutes long. It was basically a positive news story about...
Sorry, 1 second.
What is this, Tim?
My bad, man. I rolled over. My bad.
So, yeah, it was basically a positive news story. It was like a 5-minute episode of a 9-year-old that donated 2,000 socks this Christmas. It's absolutely awesome. It's basically a positive news story in itself. And we got another positive interview with the youth coming this Friday with Caps for Kids. Not even going to spoil it. It's absolutely amazing. Did I miss anything, Tim?
Man, did you talk about the live episode we're going to be doing?
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it's kind of important. On April 29th, we're doing a live episode at Hubbly Bubbly. I think it's going to start at 9:30, 10 o'clock in OKC. It's going to be awesome. 18 inner, standing room only. Well, not standing room only, but it might get packed really quickly. So it might end up being standing room only. But it's going to be awesome. We're going to do positive news stories, take a break, and then come back and talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. And then we're going to put it out for all you all to hear, but it'll be even better if you go to it and you ask some questions to Tim about the positive truth.
Yeah.
None towards me, though. I'm not ready. Not ready for questions.
Yeah, I'm definitely not ready. But we'll do our best, for sure.
Yeah. Tim, do you want to start with the positive news stories, or do you want me to?
Yeah, man, I can definitely go ahead and start. So I found this story online about a flight attendant who basically helped out this mom. So Rachel Ewan and her husband, they were on a flight from Hawaii to L.A. And on that flight, they noticed this mother, and she had 3 children. And no matter how hard she tried, she could not get the youngest to stop crying. And if you've ever been on a flight with a crying baby, it's pretty annoying. It can get stressful really, really quick. Like, my nephew was crying, and I remember, like, 5 different people trying to hold him to try to get him to stop crying on a flight one time. It was wild. But so basically, after about 45 minutes, Rachel Ewan got up and was like, you know what? Can I hold your son? She grabs him, is holding him, and somebody takes a video of this. Like, it's about 6 seconds long of a... Rachel just holding the baby, and the baby wasn't crying, wasn't making a noise, actually looked very, very content and comfortable. And yeah, somebody actually caught this story, put it on Facebook, it went viral, and that's how I got a hold of it. And it's really, really dope. So I'm going to go ahead and share it to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. So you guys check out our page if you're not following already. And this article will be on there, and you can check out the video of this lady just kind of rocking back and forth with this child.
Nice, Tim, nice. I would say... a crying child. I had a psychology teacher my first year in college, and one of the kids, you know, we were dumb 18-year-olds, was like, crying babies are the worst in public. And my professor was like, really? Like, you weren't a crying baby? Like the parent isn't trying to shut the kid up? Like, why is this bothering you? he was like, we got soundproof headphones. It's not even like this is 40 years ago. What is your problem here? And ever since then, anytime I see a kid throwing like a temper tantrum or anything like this, I'm like, yeah, I really, really shouldn't judge this scenario. Just good luck, parent.
Oh, you learned to just ignore it, man. I see it all the time walking to the grocery store or something. Just walk by like you don't see it. Don't give that child any kind of attention. let all that noise go out and give no judgment.
Exactly. I like that, Tim. Like that. Speaking of liking that, there is a basketball player. His name is Kevin Durant. He's tall. They call him the Slim Reaper. He grew up in basically the Washington, D.C. area. And he's committed $10 million to Prince George's County Public Schools in that area. And you know what's gonna help fund?
What's that?
It's a program called College Track. So it's going to do basic infrastructure, test prepping, tutoring, college selection, and how to get financial aid the kids from less advantaged families oftentimes don't have. And yeah, I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, that's awesome, man. Go ahead, KD, man. I'm happy that he's out there doing positive things in the world.
Absolutely. What you got, Tim?
Man, I got a fifth grader who is being credited for saving his classmate's life, who was choking, because he did the Heimlich remover. Heimlich maneuver. He did the Heimlich maneuver because he saw it off of a documentary. And
what is this fifth grader watching at night?
Yo, he said he saw this documentary years ago and he remembered it.
Says the fifth grader.
Yeah, man. True story. He said he was pretty calm. He said he was nervous. His heart was racing, but he was pretty calm, like on the outside, trying to stay calm because he knew that's what he saw in the documentary. And I'm talking about it because it was shared all over, you know, his area. He went to Greenwood Elementary School. The news stations were getting a hold of it and stuff. And somebody wrote an article about it, and they left how to do the Heimlich maneuver. And if you need steps, you can go to American Red Cross, and they have a five-step program. Our five steps you guys can read online to help somebody whenever they're choking. It's pretty dope. I'm going to go ahead and share that to the Facebook page so you guys can check that out if you're interested.
Nice, Tim. Nice. Well, my next positive news story is about a rapper, but it's not Drake this time.
Ah, is it Chance the Rapper?
It's not. It's from a guy named Gucci Mane. And if you think that's a silly name, it's because it is. So,
ain't nothing wrong with Gucci Mane, man. It is a little silly, but it's cool, though.
Yeah, but basically he's donated money to his community in Atlanta, and I think it's kind of awesome. I think he's donated $50,000 to helping out his community. And wow. I'm just going to keep leading into that. Gucci itself, like the actual brand Gucci, has donated $500,000 to March of Our Lives. So, yeah, to help with gun control safety, or just, it's basically gun safety. So that's awesome. So shout out to all the Gucci's. Yeah, shout out to all the Gucci's.
All the Gucci's. That's pretty dope, though.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, I'll save that one for last, man. That one's pretty cool. I'll go ahead and talk about this woman who basically saved this little girl. So this woman, she wants to be renamed. She wants to stay anonymous. Well, I cannot speak English today. So she wants to stay anonymous. So what happened was she dropped her daughter off at school. She started driving home, and then she saw another girl walking towards the school, but she saw another woman walk toward her and, like, reach out and grab her, like, to give her a hug. She heard the little girl yell, so she immediately, like, rolled down her window and said, "Hey, let her go." And the lady let go of the little girl. The little girl ran over to the lady who wants to stay anonymous, got into her car, and drove off. And long story short, the other lady got arrested for attempted kidnapping. And yeah, man, there was a news story that covered it, so I'm going to share that to the Facebook page as well. I got a lot of videos today, I guess. If you guys want to check it out, it's really, really cool. The little girl is, I think she was only 12 years old. So, you know, she really couldn't fight back too much at all. So I just think it's awesome, especially that she wants to stay anonymous too. You know, she went off and did such a great deed as in saving somebody's life, somebody's precious daughter, and she doesn't want any credit whatsoever.
Nice, Tim. You got to think, like, anytime you hear a story like that, like, what would I do in that scenario? And that's when I realized I would probably be listening to a podcast or music, and I probably wouldn't even notice because I'm oblivious. So like Batman said, pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah, man, you really should pay attention to your surroundings a little bit more than that.
But yeah, that's awesome. I really don't know what I would do in that scenario, to be serious, though. I would hope I would instantly help, but I would probably, like, assess from afar, like, what's going on. But yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Speaking of awesome, Egypt just built the world's largest solar park. It's huge. Let's just put it like that. It can... Go ahead, Tim.
Sorry, you said Egypt?
Egypt, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, they do get a lot of sun there. So, it's not that far of a stretch.
Touche.
But, basically, the power plants are worth about... They cost $500 million to make. But, each year... Whenever they use them, 900,000 tons of carbon dioxide emission won't go in the air. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. We've built something like similar. It's like half the size in another place in Egypt, and it was like $600 million. And those solar, there's like those 29 solar plants have made U.S. like $1.8 billion for Egypt. I guess if that makes sense. So it costs $600 million. Made them $2 billion. That's a pretty good cost and return ratio, so this should be even more. And it's helped saving the planet. It's putting jobs in Egypt. I wanted to talk about it.
Heck yeah, man. That's innovation.
Speaking of innovation, I'm just going to do my last one because this is really cool. Especially because it touches the soul with me since I'm blind.
What do you got for us?
So there's these new eye drops that could repair corneas and make glasses completely unnecessary. They're called nanodrops, and they've been testing them on pigs' corneas, and whenever they've used them, it's produced improvements in short-sightedness and long-sightedness. The clinical trials for humans start in, like, October this year. And if it works, no more glasses, Tim.
Yeah, that's going to be dope. Like, I know you guys are tired of putting contacts in, like, everybody that wears contacts. So, unless you can get LASIK, this is probably the next best bet.
Yeah, man. I'm not even going to get into all the science and all the big words in this article. But the fact that this has been successful and it's going to human trials, like, that's awesome. Awesome. I need me some nano drops.
Ha! I hear that, man. I'll get you some if they come out. Or you can just, you know, be one of those trial guys and see how it goes.
Eh, because if the trial screws up, then I can't see at all, so... think I'll just wait.
All right, well, on that note, I'll go ahead and talk about my last two. My second to last one is a dog story. And it's actually, like, kind of sad, but at the same time, it's pretty cool. So there's a video I'm sharing to the Facebook page again. Man, I did a lot of videos. So check this out. The Copperas Cove Fire Department saved a dog's life during a house fire. Nobody was home, but the firefighters heard a dog barking, and they were like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So they busted and saved this dog's life. The dog actually didn't make it. There's a video of you can see the dog getting put on oxygen because it inhaled so much smoke.
Sad, and Tim. This is sad.
It is sad, man, but... the dog is doing well. It's at the it's at the vet now, recovering.
Oh, and the dog did make it?
Yeah, the dog did make it. It almost didn't, but it's doing well.
I thought you said it didn't make it.
Almost didn't make it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
We're back to positive.
We're back to positive. The dog made it. It's doing well. I'll go ahead and share that to the Facebook page as well so you guys can check that out.
Good job, firefighters.
Now, yeah, man, for sure. We don't give them enough credit on this show, for sure. All right, my last one is pretty cool, man. So there's this 10-year-old girl, and basically her older sister said, can you paint my shoes? I know you want to be an artist, so before I leave, can you paint my shoes? And the older sister posted this to Twitter. So I asked my little sister if she could paint my shoes because she wants to be an artist before I left to go out. And when I got home, this was on my bed, and now I'm literally crying because I love them so much, and it sucks how much your parents affect you when they're not supportive. So this is what was left on her bed. It's a picture of the shoes that she painted, her little sister painted, and it's a note. And it says, Dear Emmy, I'm sorry if you don't like them. I tried my best. Mom said she didn't like them, and that broke my heart. I don't need you to break it more. Now that I see it, I agree with her. You shouldn't have let me do that. I'm so sorry. Marley. And it's a sad face. It's the saddest thing ever, man. Like,
sad again, Tim. You gotta make this positive. This is positive news.
You're right. Let me go ahead and turn this around. So, again, big sister Emmy, she posted this to Twitter, and this is where Twitter went crazy. Somebody commented, "Hey, Emily, I would love to support Marley and buy a pair of her art if possible. She's so talented." Somebody else posted, "If I send your sister some shoes, do you think she'd paint them for me? I'd gladly pay her. I want something colorful and crazy." And then, of course, a bunch of people comment after that says, "Me two, me three, me four," and it continues all the way to me seven or 47. And then somebody else posted after that, "Your sister artwork looks like Alfred Jensen, a Guatemalan abstract painter from the 1950s. He is highly respected in the artistic community, and his works are in museums across the United States." So I'm looking at this man's art, who's respected. It does kind of look like her art, like in all retrospective. So to me, I'm like, man, Twitter is like going crazy right now. I can't believe this. And the coolest thing in the world to me, because I used to skateboard back when I was younger, love the shoes. And I love all the replies. Vans, somebody tagged Vans in it, the shoe company, and said, "We all want some Marleys." So Vans shares it and says, "I hope that girl gets a job working at Vans." Or no, somebody else shared, she gets a job working at Vans. If they just let her do one limited edition pair of shoes, that'd be dope. So then Van shares that comment after that and says, "Well, tell Marley we think these are the coolest Vans we've seen. They put the custom Warp Tour Vans we are designing to shame."
Hold up. So this is on Twitter?
This is on Twitter, man. This went ham. It goes crazy. And then at the end, there's a picture with
How do you spell Marley?
M-A-R-E-L-Y.
All right, I'm searching this as we speak. Continue.
Word. And then there's a note at the end that says, "Dear nice people, I am so blessed that there was more than 3,000 comments. My friends are so blown away. By the way, I am 10 years old. If I could paint all your shoes, I would. And if I would meet all of you, I would. But here are three facts about me. I love drawing, as you can see. I love art. And I also love you all."
Nice. I just found him. I am retweeting it on the Twitter.
Haha, take that, world.
Yeah, they are so pretty good.
Yeah, man, it's not bad at all. Like,
a lot better than me.
Like, I was about to say, a lot better than I can do.
Yeah, these are pretty good, man. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was not this. Oh, yeah, this is getting retweeted on the Twitter.
It's already on the Twitter. It's already on the Facebook page. No excuses.
So yeah, this is awesome, Tim.
Word.
Oh, and then she let him paint all the way forward afterwards?
Yeah, she let her finish it up, man. She cleaned it up too. It looks even better at the end.
Yeah, I just saw that. That's getting retweeted too. This is a vivid, great podcasting. Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's it for our positive news stories, Tim.
Well, on that note, I have a positive quote, I guess. Well, these are a lot of the same quotes I do, man. I gotta, like, expand my quote horizon.
Let's hear it, Tim.
Let's not hear that one.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, go ahead, man, go ahead.
I got my NBA book out. So, do you want to hear something about hard work?
Yeah, let's hear that.
So this is from Larry Bird. "I don't know if I practice more than anybody, but I sure practice enough. But when I was practicing, I would still wonder if somewhere somebody was practicing more than me." Larry Bird. And so here's this Larry Bird story and how hard he used to work. Before the games, he would run in the Boston Stadium, like in the mornings. So if the teams would go practice for shoot around, Larry Bird would be up there running. And they could hear him running, and the coaches would be like, "You hear that? That's your death if you're not prepared tonight." So that's a fun Larry Bird story.
Larry Bird is a freak, man.
Pretty much. So yeah, everybody go work hard, spread some positivity. We'll be back on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.